Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. I was calling in reference to a charge that's on my credit card for shipping of a prize that I had won, and I have not received the prize, so I'm calling to check on that status.
Can I have your zip code, please, ma'am?
Sure, 60440.
Can I have your name, please?
Donna Niven.
Okay, hold for just a moment.
Okay.
How much were you charged?
$5.74.
Okay, hold for just a moment.
Okay.
Can I have you verify your address for me, please?
493 Columbine Lane, Bolingbrook.
Okay, thank you for the information. Hold for just a moment.
Okay.
So by looking at your account, you paid, you got our KitchenAid, you paid the shipping fee,
right,
which is $5.74, and you will,
right,
be enrolled into like our monthly gadgets club, which will give customers $125
gift
card.
I'm not calling about anything about the fact that I haven't received the KitchenAid product that I won yet, and so I'm checking the status on the shipping of that product. That's what I'm calling about, not a subscription or next month's gadget of the month. I want to know where, if the KitchenAid product that I had won has been shipped. Hello?
Yes, I'm waiting on you to finish so I can help you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so we give customers like $125 gift cards so that you can use online in an online gadget store. Hold for just a moment.
Okay.
I'll stay here, hold for just a moment.
Okay.
So, ma'am, so what you did was you received an entry for a sweepstakes. You enter a drawing. So it's a chance to win the KitchenAid.
That's not how I understood it or how it read. So I don't want to enter to win something. It said I dialed something. I had won a KitchenAid. It didn't say an entry to win. So if that's not the case, then I want to refund my $574 and cancel whatever it is I got an entry into.
Okay, so unfortunately, we cannot issue you no refund because that's still considered a valid charge, which you did online. So what we can do is get the account canceled. Hold for just a moment.
Okay, I want the refund. If I don't get the refund, then I am going to put in a complaint. I snapshotted exactly what the Facebook page said, that I had won a KitchenAid item, not an entry for it. So if that's not the case, then what you've done is very misleading, not you personally. Because I did snapshot everything that I did. And nowhere did it say before paying for that fee that it's an entry for something and that I didn't actually win something.
That was in our terms and conditions. Hold for just a moment while I get the account canceled. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, let me know when you're ready for your cancellation number.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so your cancellation number will be 260-70-4434.
Okay, and then what are they charging me for?
You're only being charged $574.
If it's not for the shipping, what are you charging me for?
That's for the shipping, ma'am.
Okay, well, I didn't get anything. I didn't win a product. I didn't get anything. What was shipped?
So you entered a sweepstakes, ma'am. That was a chance to win.
Okay, but now you're saying I'm paying for shipping. What did I ship?
Entering Unfortunately, ma'am, we can...
is not shipping. Does that make sense?
Since this is considered a valid charge, ma'am, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to give you no refund.
Okay, but you're telling me $5,074 was charged to me for the shipping of the product that I won.
That's correct. You entered a drawing, ma'am.
You
entered a drawing, ma'am. That was a chance to win, so you entered a drawing.
But that's not a shipping process. You didn't ship anything.
That's still considered a valid charge, which you did online. So, therefore, we still cannot issue no refund.
Okay, then I need to talk to a manager there before I put in a complaint. I understand you're only doing your job. So, I'd like to speak to your manager then.
So, unfortunately, we all have the same protocol. In our terms and condition, it does explain to you that you will receive an entry for a sweepstakes drawing. And you will be charged for our discount shopping store fee. And we also give you a $125 voucher gift monthly.
Okay, I still want to
gift
speak
card
to the manager because what you've done is very misleading. Okay?
Okay, so we all have the same protocol, ma'am.
Heard me?
We all have the same protocol.
Are you telling me you're not going to transfer me to a manager?
Okay, I surely will get you transferred over.
I snapshotted a picture of exactly what I did, and it said, you did it. Congratulations. You won the KitchenAid Pro. Okay? Enter your address and pay for shipping to get a KitchenAid Pro. Your KitchenAid will be delivered in 5 to 7 days. Okay. I clicked okay, and I paid for it. So there was nothing up to that point that said, I didn't win the KitchenAid, that I only have an entry. Okay? This is the problem. So if I have to take it to someone, I will. And I know it's only $574, but it's misleading and misconception. So I snapshotted the process I did along the way. I validated my answers. The next one was, I did it. I won. Enter your address and pay for the shipping. I did that. So now you're telling me after I did that, that maybe after I paid for something, there's terms and conditions, which states nothing before I click on to pay for the shipping. So this is the problem. So, again, I'm going to ask you again, are you going to send me to a manager?
I want you to finish so I can help you. So what I'm going to do is get you transferred over to my supervisor so they can assist you.
Thank you.
Hold for just a moment. Okay, so what I'm going to do is get you transferred over to my supervisor so they can explain to you what I just explained to you, okay?
Alrighty. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the customer support, and I hope you have a great day.
You too.